special magistrate proceeding for emergency lien review. This day, March 24, 2011. Having called the meeting to order, do I have representatives who are going to be testifying, or is that going to be necessary? Well, you know what? Let's swear him anyway. I've got questions.
Is officer the testimony you're about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Get your names.
Randall Phillips.
William Phillips.
Okay.
Okay, lien review number one, 612 East International Speedway Boulevard, Mildred Fleer Incorporated and Vandal of Daytona Incorporated. Will whoever's going to be speaking on behalf of the respondent step forward?
I can give a brief overview if you'd like first, and then he can fill in the blanks if that's okay.
If any.
Go for it.
Okay. Quick summary of this case is in July of 13, a notice of violation went out to Vandal is the tenant and Mildred Fleer is the owner for it's where Tiernanog at 612.
Say that again.
Tiernanog? Is that how is it?
I've never been able to read the sign, so I'm not sure what it says. Tiernanog?
Nanog?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's at 612 International, East ISB. So the notice of violation went out in July, and it was for violations of Article 18. In August, they came in for their hearing for whether they were in compliance or not, and they found them in noncompliance, but not only for Article 18, but also Article 19, which they hadn't been put on notice for. They came back in October, and the Code Enforcement Board entered an order imposing fine.
Which raises question number one, why isn't this being brought back in front of the Code Enforcement Board if it was their handiwork to begin with?
Due to the timing issues with the appeal, we have an answer brief due on April 1st, and we've also discussed with the city attorney about jurisdictional issues.
And explain that to the Code Enforcement Board. I don't want anyone thinking I'm trespassing into their domain.
No.
That part I understand.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this fine was imposed, and they filed an appeal in the circuit court, and we received their brief on February 11th and looked at the issues. It was, number one, the due process issue with adding Article 19 at the hearing, and two, there was a Scrivener's error because the order imposing the fine lien that was entered October 14th, the date on the order was August 12th. So we wouldn't have a problem arguing the Scrivener's error, but we do understand that there's a due process issue. So after we received the brief, we sat down with Vandal. We also spoke with Harry McConnell, who's representing Mildred Fleer. And they had a separate issue. Fleer was trying to evict Vandal. And part of their settlement agreement was that Vandal was going to purchase the property. And that has been going forward. I spoke to Harry McConnell yesterday. They've got the survey, the legal description. They're just working on the deed, and everything should be complete by the end of the month. So we're okay on that part of it. So after we got the initial brief, we met with them and worked out a settlement agreement wherein if we would recommend to you that they vacate the order imposing fine lien and we give them time to bring the property into compliance, and they worked out a schedule, and Mike can testify that they have been working diligently on making improvements to the property. So we filed some joint pleadings with the court, asking the court to hold off for maybe 90 days so we can let these events play out and then hopefully just dismiss the suit. The judge denied that request and requires the answer brief to be filed by April 1st. So that's why we're here. Breeze? So that's what I have for...
Okay, in deference to our Code Enforcement Board, were you before the Code Enforcement Board during the course of this matter?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm really not trying to raise problems here, but is there anything peculiar I need to know about the Code Enforcement Board's attitude with regard to this case? I mean, I just want to, I want to know if I'm going to be stepping on toes as opposed to just inadvertently stepping on them, or is this just another garden variety case?
Is there anything
special I need to be made aware of?
I think in the minutes, we talked about that it would probably, the $20,000 would probably be waived anyway. Because they were buying property. It was like they had to put the money into a property that they didn't own. So then there's not.
All right, I just want to make sure that for some reason they didn't provoke the code enforcement board, enforcement board, or perhaps there were some qualifications, conditions, restrictions discussed in front of the code enforcement board that I'm not aware of.
Nothing I recall.
Very good. That's all I wanted to do is make sure that I cleared the air. Okay. It looks to me as though the first milestone is pulling the permits within 30 days of an order vacating this fine lien. Is that correct?
That's what
I saw in the settlement agreement.
Yeah, then they're pulling electrical permits for the electrical.
Harry's doing that.
So yeah.
All right, so do we need a multiple-tiered order or just an order of compliance 90 days down the road?
Unless they can do it faster.
It would seem simplest to just do a single compliance 90 days down the road. Our compliance is underway. The Article 19 issues should be sorted fairly soon, and in the meantime, they're working diligently on everything they can do. Other than that, the clients are, I think, legally, quote, the beneficial owners, as it were, of the property because it is under contract, and simply being... Well, if you've seen the legal, you'll recognize that we've been trying to get the description of the property sorted, and we've got the survey back, I'm told. So,
okay. Mr. McKelvey, is it easier for you probably one separate order to vacate the fine lien and then amending the previous order of non-compliance that was entered?
Now, is the order that I'm entering now going to be free of whatever procedural or due process objections have been raised at this date? In other words, we're all acknowledging, we're all before me, I have jurisdiction, everyone's properly before the special magistrate?
As far as I can tell.
Okay, I mean, I just want to make sure we're all here at the same party. Second question is, and forgive my paranoia, how, pray tell, does all this fall apart? What happens if these people don't follow through on their closing?
We can always rewrite it brand new and start again. Okay. It'll only take a couple of months.
As long as you understand that, because it's your settlement agreement.
Right.
I mean, I'm here to try to get these guys to where they need to be. At the same time, you're a party to the settlement agreement, too. That's why I'm asking. Do you still want your 30 days for the pulling of the permits? That's written into the settlement agreement. If you don't think it's necessary, you're welcome to waive it. Counsel over here is suggesting it may not be necessary. Okay. All right. And the city's fully aware of the fact that if all this falls apart because of they don't close, then I guess you go back to square one. But at least, okay, you go back to square one. Enough said. I've talked enough. All right. So, and the permits are underway, so it shouldn't be a problem?
The electric is, I believe, underway with Harry. The other permits really want us to do the closing, which we think is imminent.
Well, once I vacate the existing order, and once I just establish compliance dates, then you're amenable, or you have available to you any request for extension any other respondent would have, just as long as they're making a good faith effort to come into compliance, and due to circumstances beyond their control, find that they're not able. All they need to do is contact the inspector, and if need be, come back here for a request for an extension. And as long as the inspector is satisfied that you are making a good faith effort, then you'll probably get your extension.
Right.
So that having been said, all right, let me think here. Mm-hmm. 90 days from today would be March, April, May, June 24.
one thing I would add. Maybe we should make the 30 days contingent upon when the title, when they get the deed. Instead of 30.
I've got to be honest, I was going to make all this conditional when they get the deed, but
okay.
Then that could very well end you back in court with the same arguments you're confronting now. So I don't know that that's what you want.
If the order is and lien are vacated, I think that before it came back up, there would be a piece of paper that takes care of the due process issue. You know, they would write.
I'm being my own worst enemy here by keeping my mouth open. We've got a settlement agreement. The only thing that doesn't jive is the dates in here with my cutoff dates. All right.
Why is that 90 days at Wednesday, June 22nd?
And our cutoff is June 8th.
Right.
So the next cutoff is July 6th.
Right.
And if I were to give them 30 days from today, that would be April 24th. The cutoff's April 6th. Okay, so these gentlemen are probably going to get a windfall here of an additional 11 days. I guess you can live with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, you can end up getting a little more than your 30 and a little more than your 90. So I guess that's welcome news.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they're moving promptly to get the things taken care of simply because a more attractive facility is good for business. Yeah, they have other motives besides.
Well, I shouldn't laugh. My dad's gas station was next to your bar.
Wow.
It used to be the Pure Oil Station back around 1950, God knows what. And I used to go into your bar as a kid because they'd always give me water. And anyway,
now
it looks the same today as it did 50 years ago, by the way, or 40 years ago today.
There's a painting on the east wall where it says complete utter repair, and we don't want to take it down. It looks so cool still if you look at it.
It's a classic. All right. Based on the settlement agreement reached by the parties, I am going to vacate the order imposing fine lien that was entered August 12, 2010. And with that,
October 14th, but the scrivener's error is August.
Okay, so
the correct date would be October 14th, 2010, when the order imposing fine lien was actually.
All right, then I'm going to vacate the order imposing fine lien that was entered October 14, 2010, and I'm going to order the respondent to have all required permits by May 4, 2011. And to have the property in compliance by July 6, 2011. Failing either of those events, the respondent to be returned to the special.
Yes.
Returned to me or the code enforcement
special
board?
Magistrate.
Returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Did I leave anything out?
Works for me.
Very good. Okay. Good luck to y'all.
Thank you.